Hello, my name is Argelia Lopez. I am 30 years old. Today is October 24th, and I am speaking with Alexander Lopez, who is my husband, and we are recording this interview in Dallas, Texas. So do I click done? And then? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
No. Hit. Don't know. You hit pause there.
One of my happiest memories, it definitely has to be when we found out that we were having a baby. It had been something that I had really desired. And so when I found out I was going to have a baby, it definitely brings really happy memories. One of my most difficult memories definitely has to be when my son was born. The next day my grandfather passed away, so it's definitely something difficult because I was very happy knowing my son was born, but it was also a very sad moment knowing that I wasn't able to say goodbye to my grandfather. So it was definitely very difficult. Someone I will always remember, it would have to be my pastors, because obviously family will always be here to help you, but the fact that they're not my family and always willing to be here to help, to pray for us, for me, to be here in difficult times, they're somebody that I will always remember. I feel most grateful about just life, health, and knowing that I have a family that loves me, that cares for me, and a family that I can care for and love as well. One of my favorite memories of you is when we married each other, seeing you down the aisle, and just looking at you and knowing that I was going to spend the rest of my life with you has definitely been one of my favorite memories of you. Most proud of in my life that before marriage, I was able to accomplish some of my dreams, and one of them was to travel. So that's something I'm proud of, that I was able to do that. I went to a few places, and even for our honeymoon, we went to Hawaii. So that's something I'm very proud of, because it was definitely one of my dreams to do. Yeah, I think that one of my regrets has to be that I wish I could have kept going for my education, to have something more of a career. I think that's one of my regrets. I would like to be remembered as somebody that was always willing to help, somebody that they knew that they can call me and I was here for them, somebody that was trustworthy and that they could call me a friend. I think that's how I would like to be remembered. My hopes for you and my children is that you guys accomplish everything you put your mind to. My hopes are that you guys are always good people that are here for others, and you know that we're always here for each other. I think those are my hopes. If this was our last conversation, I would want to tell you that always remember that I love you with all my heart, that I will always choose you, that I'm so proud of you for everything you're doing for us, for our family, and yeah, that I love you.
Turn the tables and tell the person you're interviewing what they have meant to you. For me, you have meant someone that I can trust, someone that I can be vulnerable to, someone that I can open up my heart and know that you'll understand, even though there's times where I'm very hard-headed, or times that maybe we don't see eye to eye, but knowing that I have a wife that's strong and caring and is able to sacrifice things so that we can have a better future is something that I've never understood until now that we're going through it. And seeing how you support every decision that we make gives me strength and gives me allows me to persevere so that we can reach where we need to be, where I feel like where God wants to take us. You are honestly surpass every expectation of what I felt a wife would be or what a wife can do. Always being in the same mindset, being funny, being someone that I can laugh with, someone I can cry with, someone that I can, you know, express myself to, knowing that there's no reprimand or there's no penalty, makes me feel very secure in you, and I love you.